That's a record that the Rollers picked out as their particular favourite. That was the Beatles and All You Need Is Love. We have the most amazing scenes going on here this afternoon, as you can no doubt hear, partly going on behind us since the Rollers have been here. We have a little river surrounding, two various parts of the track here, and the girls are actually swimming across the river to try and get their idols. In the meantime, their idols are trying to get away.
Oh, no, it's all happening, isn't it? You heard the voice of David Hamilton. And special guests at that Radio 1 Fun Day 37 years ago were the Bay City Rollers, and the event made national news, you may recall, because it turned out to be rather bigger than anyone expected. Radio 1
on the road. In the summertime, here on Radio 1, David Hamilton brings you so much fun. From 3 till 5, special guests and special groups to blow your mind. Here at Mallory Park, David Hamilton on Super Radio 1.
Indeed. Welcome to the Radio 1 Fun Day Out from a very congested Mallory Park.
And it's just like this week, in 1975 all over again, with David Hamilton. He's here with me now. Hello, David.
Hello, Paul.
Do you remember it well?
I remember it very well, almost as though it was yesterday. I had joined Radio 1 in 1973 with my own daily show, and I loved doing the road shows around the country. They were always great fun, particularly the ones that we did from the seaside resorts. But on this particular occasion, we were, as you said, very much inland at Mallory Park, and one of our guests on the program were the Bay City Rollers. They were the hot band at the time. I knew them very well because I had compared their UK tour. But it was the time when, all the girls were screaming and throwing themselves at the Bay City Rollers. And to get away from them, they got into a boat, or a couple of boats, I think, on the lake and rowed away from them. And the girls jumped in, fully clothed, and swam after them.
Anything could have happened. And then I don't know who did the risk assessment. We didn't worry about it then, did we?
We didn't worry about the health and safety in those days. Just about anything went, Paul. But it certainly made the headlines. It made the newspapers. And it turned the Mallory Park Roadshow into an absolute sensation.
It was this week, 37 years ago. Hard to believe. And actually, having listened to that again, it brings it all back, doesn't it? And the Rollers arrived by helicopter, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. Yes, I think they arrived by helicopter and left by boat.
were the team that organised this whole event, were they rather worried about it?
I think everybody was very worried about it because, you've got a whole lot of girls in the water swimming. You don't really know whether they can swim or not. Not sure whether they did either. So, there were concerns, but I think at the end, everybody came out of it unscathed, and it was wonderful publicity for the Bay City Rollers, and also wonderful publicity for Radio 1.
Absolutely, yes. And they were the equivalent, really, of One Direction, weren't they, and the Beatles before them?
They were indeed. It was called Roller Mania. And they came from Edinburgh, and they were also known as the Tartan Terrors.
Oh, yes.
And Johnny Walker didn't like them. In fact, he refused to play the Bay City Rollers on his program. And after that, he left Radio 1 and he went to work in America. In my opinion, it was a kind of musical snobbery, because in actual fact, if millions of people buy a record and put it to number one in the charts, my feeling is, who are you to say it's rubbish?
Yes, and history proved what was the case. Anyhow, you also were accompanied, I think, by other people from Radio 1. Wasn't Tony Blackburn there?
He was there. You're right. The other host on the program with me was Anne Nightingale.
Oh, right.
And Tony Blackburn was there, you're quite right, and he went out on his jet ski, totally unaware of what was going on, because he was probably too wrapped up in himself.
Yes, I heard he went off with a womble.
Who went off with a womble?
Tony Blackburn.
Well, I wouldn't like to start any rumours, but I do know that he did some of his best work on Wimbledon Common.
Brilliant. David, it's been great to reminisce.